I'd like to stop here now just for a moment, just to take a moment and reflect on the power of the information that we have just been given through the recovery of this text. In the language of another time, in the ancient book of the Haggadah, we're given the secret that tells us that within each of us, we personally embody the powers of both the angels of the heavens as well as the creatures that live this earth. And if we're to believe these texts, for the very first time ever, anywhere in creation, we are the marriage of those powers. What does that mean to us in our lives? What does it mean to you? How do you feel knowing that this kind of power lives within your body? And what does it mean to us? Have we found a way to balance our powers? God says to us in the language of the Haggadah, He says that we're given the powers of the angels of the heavens, and we're given the gifts of the beasts of the earth, and that it's up to us. It's a personal choice. It's not mandated. It is left completely up to us as to which kinds of lives we choose to use. He says that if we live the lives and honor the principles of the angels of the heavens, then our lives are eternal as the angels of the heavens. And if we live our lives as the beasts of the earth, if we get lost in what it means to be able to place food into our bodies and the elimination of the food in our bodies, the propagation of our species and our preoccupation of or for avoiding death, then in that preoccupation, we then die as the beasts of the earth. I believe that our greatest challenge in walking between the worlds of heaven and earth may be to find that balance, to find the balance that allows us to honor all of these experiences on the one hand without getting lost in any one of them on the other hand. So I invite you to just take a moment to reflect, to look into your life. Have you found the balance of what it means to eat and drink and honor the principles of the angels of the earth? Do you eat and drink only when you're hungry or thirsty, or do we do so for other reasons, to fulfill other needs? The propagation of our species has become almost a pastime in some of the media and the entertainment. What does it mean to you? How sacred is it to you in your life? What does it mean to you to honor our ability to interact with another human in this way? Death. What does death mean to you in your life? Is it something that you avoid and pursue and spend time trying to avoid? Or is it something that you embrace? Or is it something you look forward to? Or is it something that we simply acknowledge as a part of our existence? Does it have a place of balance in our lives? This is an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity, through the eyes of the ancients, to recognize, because it is through the gift of the recovery of these kinds of texts that we recognize what it is that we were given so long ago, the role that these gifts play in our lives, and the opportunity to balance them, to put them into perspective so that we may truly walk in balance and honor not only one another, but honor ourselves in this gift that we call life. So as we begin to understand that those who have come before us had an understanding, had a knowledge, had a wisdom of our relationship to the world, and if we can somehow bring that wisdom and merge it into what science is telling us today, we may in fact build the most complete understanding of our relationship to our world, perhaps, than we've had for a very, very long time.